Welcome to the Softball Corner, where we discuss all things concerning adult slow-pitch softball. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website at thesoftballcorner.com. In ASA softball, the standard pitching distance is 50 feet. In senior ASA ball, the pitcher may pitch from up to 56 feet from home plate. And around the country, for safety reasons, some leagues allow pitchers to stand up to 6 feet behind the pitching plate. Let's look at how that extra 6 feet affects the game. First, for the batter, number one, flatter pitches. The farther the pitching distance, the flatter the arc, even when the height of the arc remains the same. Just think of pitching a 12-foot arc from 3 feet away from the plate. The ball would be falling almost straight down. The farther back the pitcher goes, the flatter that 12-foot arc becomes. For most batters, the flatter the pitch, the easier the ball is to hit squarely. Number two, the ball comes across the plate faster because the pitcher has to throw it harder to cover the extra distance. The speed differential means the ball comes off the bat about 1 mile per hour faster than when pitching from 50 feet. This extra mile per hour gives a long fly ball about 3.5 feet more distance. And number three, though it seems that it would take longer for the ball to get to the batter, it does not, because the pitcher has to throw the ball harder, or faster, to cover the extra distance. In both cases, 50 feet and 56 feet, it takes the ball about 1.55 seconds to get to home plate. If you ever took a physics class, you probably saw the demonstration where a marble is dropped from a fixed height, and another marble at the same height is shot sideways at the same time. They both hit the ground at exactly the same moment, showing that the time it takes an object to fall to Earth is the same, whether it drops straight down or is moving sideways as it falls. Similarly, the time it takes a softball to get from the pitcher to the plate is the same as long as its maximum height is the same, regardless of the horizontal distance covered. And that time, as I said earlier, is just a tad over 1.5 seconds. Now, how does that extra distance affect the pitcher? Number one, it gives him more time to get out of the way of a line drive, because he's 6 feet farther away from the batter to start with, so fewer injured pitchers. Number two, the pitcher has more time to get into position to field the ball, therefore fewer grounders will get past the pitcher. Number three, for pitchers who throw curves and knuckleballs, the extra speed and flatter arc of the longer pitch will make the ball move more. And number four, most pitchers will issue more walks because it's more difficult to throw strikes because the target, home plate, is farther away. So the bottom line is, when the pitcher pitches from 56 feet rather than 50 feet, the pitches will be flatter, meaning easier to hit, and the batter can hit the ball a little harder and a little farther. On the other hand, the pitcher can make the ball move a little more, and his fielding position is better with the extra distance. So, should a pitcher take advantage of that extra 6 feet? It's your call. And so ends another exciting episode of the Softball Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voicer MP3 note to thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out our website at thesoftballcorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner.